Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
It feels like I'm carrying a lot of baggage, even though there's no flight to catch. Learning is part of life. Unfortunately, this means painful lessons are also part of life. I've noticed some of these lessons are bubbling up years later in very different circumstances. I recently phrased something poorly during a practice patient encounter for medical school. This was a low stakes exercise. I misspoke to an actor, not a patient. But I still noticed my heart racing and felt thoughts of inadequacy welling up. Why was my emotional reaction disproportionate to such a simple mistake? I realized many of these negative thoughts were echoes I've had since middle school, when I learned to be hypervigilant with my words so that I wouldn't stick out. I needed a way to deal with old, unproductive thoughts resurfacing. Here's an exercise that works for me. First, I locate the pain in my body. Sometimes it's a headache between my eyes. Other times it's a lump in my throat. I think of these places as claustrophobic caves. Then I picture the thought process causing me so much grief. I visualize it as a dog, so well-intentioned, but trapped in this cave, panicking. I take a deep breath and remember that this thought is here for a reason. It's just trying to help, because at one point it did. Now it's trying to protect me from a threat that doesn't exist anymore. I pet the dog and say, "Thank you so much for being there when I needed you." With each deep breath in, I imagine pushing on the walls of that cave. I make it bigger, breath by breath. Slowly, the dog calms down. The pain and panic fade. With a perspective, I'm Brian Smith.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.